Good dog, Sigurd said, and patted him on the head. He threw the ball and dried his wet fingers on his trousers. King sprinted after the ball again. If only Cavallo was here, Sandra said. Then he could see how clever King is, and we could go somewhere with him. When do you think he'll come? I don't know, Sigurd said. Soon, I hope. This time, King didn't catch the ball. He ran about, whimpering, and searched for it in the grass. A cat sat at the hedge along the neighbor's garden and enjoyed the sun. It looked at the dog for a moment. Then it opened its mouth in a sleepy yawn, as though it thought, "Dogs, please, why do they bother?" What if we found Zintra next time, Sigurd said. Cavallo's own world. That would be exciting, right? No, Sandra mumbled. Why not? If Cavallo returns home, he wouldn't need our help anymore, Sandra explained. Then we can't fly with him to all the strange worlds. She's right about that, Sigurd thought. Sometimes his baby sister surprised him with the things she said. And then King finally came back with the ball. Come look at what I've got here, Monica yelled from the neighbor's house. She ran through the hole in the hedge with a small object in her hand. My new iPod. What do you think? She asked. Oh, it looks great, Sandra sighed. It looks like candy floss, Sigurd laughed. Stop it, you nutter, Monica moaned. It's pink, not baby pink. King began to bark. Not now, King, Sandra said. We'll play in a little while, okay? How many megabytes does it have? Have you downloaded something on it? Sigurd asked. Yes, all the tracks from Teenage Dance Queens, Monica said. It was a song and dance movie that she loved. She turned up the volume. The music pulsated. Four girls' voices chirped as one. Dance, dance, take your chance. King barked again, higher this time. What is it now? Sandra sighed and turned towards the dog. Then she shrieked. He's here! Cavallo! Quite right. It was Prince Cavallo, who had just landed in the strawberry bed. A pleasant surprise, he said, when the three of them came running towards him, to meet you all at once. Where have you been? Monica asked. Did you find your world and your family? Unfortunately not, he answered. But I don't give up. It has to succeed sooner or later. It would be easier if he wasn't forced to search blindly, Sigurd thought. Can't we come again with you next time, please? Sandra asked. Then I can save you if you're caught again. On their last trip, Sandra had saved Cavallo. She liked to remind the others of that. It will be my honor and my pleasure, Cavallo said. I value your company greatly. When are we leaving? Why not now? Monica suggested. She turned her iPod off and put it in her pocket. The four of them took each other's hands. I wonder where we'll end up, Monica said. I hope it's a city where there's a festival with dance and music. And a circus with clowns and ladies on horseback, Sandra added. Rather a forest with a lot of rare birds.